For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team wraps up the regular season this weekend with a road trip to Minnesota State Mankato, joined by Adam Brady. This is the way the season has progressed. We've had a few ups and a few downs. You were playing really, really well before last weekend. Ran into a really, really good team. How does last weekend kind of alter the mindset and the mentality of how you guys are playing?
Yeah, I think it just makes the last two games more important before playoffs, for sure. I mean, we're in a spot where we have to, you know, win some games to get some home ice first round playoffs, obviously. So, you know, the standings are so tight. And I think after that weekend, didn't go the way we wanted it to, but it just makes the last two games a lot more important.
You played Minnesota State earlier this season, played them really, really well. It was back in November. Does that series mean anything come this weekend?
I think a little bit. I think you build some confidence knowing that you played well and you beat them. I think, you know, obviously they're a nationally ranked team. They're pretty dangerous up front, and I think that gives us more sense of what we're going to feel with them. We got more video on them and stuff like that. So, you know what, we got to think about it. But at the end of the day, it's two games that could go either way, and we just had to bring it both nights.
Bowling Green is one of the better defensive teams in the conference. They give up next to nothing. Minnesota State's up and down a little bit more than what Bowling Green likes to play, but they don't give up hardly anything either. How important is finding ways to score goals?
It's huge. Like you said, I mean, I think probably the reason that their goals against average is so low is probably because they're always on the attack. You know, they're always in the O zone. They have really good forwards. Not saying they don't have good defense, but, you know, they're just a highly offensive team that, you know, likes to play in the north-south hockey, and they have a high compete level, and they work really hard. So I think, you know, scoring goals is huge, especially, you know, early in the game or even early in the period. It's big.
The penalty kill has certainly been bailing out the power play for the last, heck, almost 2 months. What made the penalty kill so good for that long?
I think it's, you know, everyone just being on the same page. I think we have a tradition of having a very successful penalty kill here. And, you know, when you get a couple units that are on the same page that are, you know, we were winning faceoffs, then maybe we're blocking a shot and, you know, we're getting the right line changes. I think everything falls into place. And not to mention that, but our goalies too. I mean, Zach Driscoll's made some huge saves on the penalty kill. He's been awesome for us. And there's been some saves that he's made that he probably shouldn't have. And, you know, he's been our best penalty killer, I think.
It's kind of funny. The two least favorite of my things on the road is two songs. Sweet Home Alabama, anytime Huntsville scores, and the Ole Ole song, anytime Mankato scores. Inside the glass, do you guys even hear any of that kind of stuff?
We do, yeah. especially when they have more than a couple goals on you, you get pretty sick of it. So, you know, we want to keep it a low scoring game for them, and hopefully we can get a pile of goals in.
Tom Cerutari always says freshmen aren't freshmen after Christmas. How have you noticed kind of their maturation here over the course of the year?
Oh, it's been amazing. I think they've all stepped up and, you know, provided something to this team that's been huge, and they've all kind of found their own role, and they're super important to our team. You know, we have a lot that play a ton of minutes, tough minutes, you know, playing against top lines or whatever it may be, and, you know, they've been a huge part of our team, so it's been great to see them develop.
Best of luck this week.
Thanks a lot.